Hi, and welcome to Jolly's Spring 2019 podcast series. This is Stacia L. Long, the principal editor of the Journal of Language and Literacy Education, a peer-reviewed, open-access journal housed in the Department of Language and Literacy Education at the University of Georgia. Today, I will be speaking with Laurie McGilvery, a professor at the University of Memphis, Amy Ardell, a clinical assistant professor and program coordinator at Chapman University, and Margie Kerwin, an associate professor at Chapman University. Their manuscript is titled, I Feel Normal Here, The Social Functions of a Book Club in a Residential Recovery Program. Their fourth author, Samuel Wiggin, is a doctoral student at the University of Memphis. Thank you all so much for joining me today. I look forward to hearing more about your work. Your article explores an adult book club in a residential treatment center for female addicted trauma survivors and their children. Could you tell us more about the background of your project, the setting, the readers and women that you introduce us to in your piece?
Hi, I'm Laurie McGilvery. I'll field that question. This was really a continuation of the research that I've been doing with Amy Ardell and Margie Kerwin. As a research team, we'd been studying the literacy practices of homeless families in Southern California. So when I moved to a new city, I made plans to continue the research. And then I began interviewing with staff and residents at shelters in the area. It was then that I visited New Beginnings. Now, it was an unusual institution because it's a two-year residential treatment center where children can live with their mothers, and it also targeted homeless families. The interactions with the staff and residents were so positive that I asked if we could give something back in some way to their community. The director didn't even pause. She said, yes, I want you to lead a book club. Turns out she was a passionate reader and focused immediately on the personal and social implications of reading together and the associations of that that most people have. So she said to me, I want the women to feel as if they could be someone who is a member of a book club. So I met with them and sent Margie and Amy transcripts and field notes, and they would fly in from California and do more interviews and join us in the book club sessions. The book club really read popular literature like The Glass Castle or Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now or Sandra Cisneros' House on Mango Street. I brought in books that I thought they might like, and then they also recommended books. We would discuss the options of what to read and then decide how much we were going to read for the next week. Just like in all book clubs, some of us read it for every session, others read sometimes, and others talked whether they'd read it or not. And like many other book clubs too, we made connections with the text. We asked each other questions, discussed characters, and wondered about our interpretations and considered the relationship to our own lives. In terms of the women, over the 3.5 years of weekly meetings, over 50 women participated in the book club. Their ages ranged from 21 to 48, primarily African American and white. Some were avid readers, others were hesitant, some were talkative, others shared only when a book particularly engaged them. But all shared a desire to get sober, care for their children, find housing, and a job with a sustainable wage. As trauma survivors who had also dealt with addiction and were mothers, they had all experienced structural inequities and had been affected by society's lack of affordable childcare, healthcare, and housing. Most importantly, they were all individuals with rich experiences and insights. Each week, it was a real pleasure to meet with them.
That sounds like such a wonderful and lovely community. In your manuscript, y'all include quotations and moments from the women talking in and about the book club to explore those social functions of the book club situated in this setting. And these are so wonderful. And I was hoping you could share with our listeners some of those lovely or surprising moments that you observed in this space.
Sure. This is Amy. I'll be responding to this question. In many ways, the book club looked, felt, sounded like a typical book club of women. But there were a few moments that stood out to us as being particularly poignant. One day, one of our members named Cinnamon said, you know, I feel like I belong to something. And her words, she said that statement, and then Laura looked around and noticed that everyone was nodding. And so she asked them, you know, what is something? What is the something that we belong to? And, you know, the women became animated and talked about, well, we laugh, we all get involved, we're open, we talk about what stuck out to us in the text. We're like Oprah's book club. So there's sort of that like affiliation with the larger society. We're sitting around sharing, socializing, comparing our lives to books. And that was a really beautiful moment because it helped everyone to acknowledge and affirm the meaningful community that they had created through reading and discussing a shared text. Something else that stood out to us, aside from the talking about literature, was that members told us that the book club experience eased their relationships with others outside of the shelter. For example, they reported how good it was to have something else to talk about besides recovery when family came to visit. One member, Monica, told a story about how a reading that she'd recently done produced an important connection with her estranged son. And she said, I told him I had a book for him to read. And at the exact same time, he said, oh, Hunger Games. And we talked about it. And he even asked me to the movies. And he usually doesn't want to be around me. And that opportunity for them to heal together through a shared text meant a lot. But I would say in general, book club members told us how important the club was to their ability to stick with the recovery process, that it offered them a respite, however brief, from the day-to-day work of recovery itself and the planning for a better future. And I think we underestimated how much it would matter to them to have a place to, quote, feel normal.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. So what findings do you think are most significant from this study?
So this is Margie Kerwin, and there were some moments that guided our research team to look at this research, and we looked at it from the theoretical perspective of literacy as a social practice, because we were thinking about the meanings that were underlying the book club. And our first key finding was that the women were developing a reading identity through the reading and discussing the book. So even though most of the women came to New Beginnings Shelter not being habitual readers, by being a part of book club, they talked about the enjoyment of escaping into a book. Those are the words that they used. And they talk about using a book as me time. And it seemed that the discussions of the book enriched the nuance of their understanding of a book, and also was that sort of collective understanding that comes through a book discussion that helped them develop that habit of being a reader. And the second finding, it was how book club really enhanced their ability to belong to a book club. So they were able to have disagreements, but they also found that there were ways that they could positively find ways to interact with each other and respect everyone else's opinions. There was also that sense of accountability, that sense that reading a book and being part of a book club meant that they were accountable for being there, ready and prepared to discuss the book. So those are part of the norms and the routines of the book club. But even with these norms and routines that were in place, there was an interview that we conducted with one of the members, Chastity. And she talked about how when she first came to the shelter, she was a little bit intimidated about joining a book club. Her feeling was a sense that it's hard for me to remember stuff. But she recalled that after a couple of times attending book clubs, she felt really comfortable. And she felt like this was a place where she belonged. And this was a place where there were other people just like her. And so it seemed that at New Beginnings, it was important for residents to have this space. And one of them described it as, it's just like our own little world, and it's how we make it. So that sense of how we make it was really important because they had a large part in the decision-making, choosing, along with the facilitator, Lori, choosing the books, deciding how far they were going to read the book, and thinking about the where the discussion was going to take them. Those were the aspects of it that gave them agency. And when I talk about the third finding, it's important to think about just how in this restrictive environment of New Beginnings, the book club served a purpose that's really typically not a feature of other book clubs that are held in non-restrictive settings. So in New Beginnings Shelter, it was a setting for recovering addicts. And these women constructed a sense of normalcy, and they claimed book club as an opportunity for them to have agency. So while the rest of New Beginnings programs were directed and they were required to participate, book club, even though they were mandated to participate, proved to be a counterpoint to the overall program's focus. And it fulfilled another purpose. It fulfilled a social purpose that was meaningful to the individuals. And it offered a way for women that they could become a community of readers rather than a community of addicts. So basically our third finding was that book club was about that sense of normalcy, an opportunity to talk and act like somebody other than an addict.
Awesome. Thank you. What are the implications for your research for both educators and researchers? This piece really resonated with us in Jolly because it was so different from some of the other literacy pieces that we've been reading and responding to in our weekly reviews.
Okay, this is Amy. I'll be responding to that question. This article examines institutional adult literacy as a social practice and not just as a functional one. It led us to re-examine assumptions about the role of literacy practices in institutions. And while we found support for the rich potential of books to develop participants as readers and to help form community, we were struck by the other benefits. We realized that this literacy practice, and maybe others too, have the potential to meet the often unrecognized needs of individuals and communities in specific contexts, such as the simple need to, quote, feel normal in a restrictive environment. So we wonder about the ways we as practitioners can create more spaces that can be open-ended and agentive, where we work and live.
Thanks. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the readers of Jolly that I didn't ask you about?
Hi, this is Laurie. I wanted to reiterate that this study supports the research on book clubs as potential sites to encourage reading, discuss books, engage with others about their perspectives. We know book clubs can be a literacy practice that can encourage being a reader, being reflective, being critical, being curious. And this is very different than structures where the focus is on being a recipient of knowledge. Within the restrictive environment of the residential rehabilitation program, book club offered the freedom to interact as people who had the time and inclination to have conversations about books. This was what only the director imagined when she first asked me to join them. We were struck that just like book clubs, there were sessions when folks didn't seem very engaged. Yet even when there was turmoil, for example, when the group had certain privileges taken away by the staff, the book club members often rallied and used our discussions to position themselves as individuals and as a community that could handle crises and negotiate meaning. So in this situation, the book club members used the chance to step out of the spotlight as someone who needed to change and take the opportunity to negotiate with themselves and each other about who they were and who they wanted to be. Stepping back, I really think our research captures the way within a restrictive environment, members can use social practice of sharing books to create generative spaces. The content of the discussions and the interpersonal connections served them well beyond the weekly sessions. Book club was not merely another way to reform their lives, but they actually made it a place and made it a literacy practice that informed their understandings of their past and current experiences and helped them imagine their future selves.
Thank you all so much for speaking with me today. Listeners, to read this manuscript, check out Jolly's Spring 2019 issue to be published later this month.